You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vignicki for KFSK News. This is PMC Live, Thursday, July 7th, 2022. Joined in the studio by a number of Petersburg Medical Center employees. Welcome to you all. And we have with us Kelly Zweifel. She's the Joy Janssen Clinic Manager. We have Julie Walker, Community Wellness Coordinator. And we have a couple people to talk about dietitian stuff, food menu stuff. So we have a dietary manager, Lydia Wickersham, and Jeanette Eli, a dietitian. So welcome to you all. Let's dive right in. Start off maybe with a clinic update from you, Kelly, if we could. And what's going on at Joy Janssen these days?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we're excited because we will have three new providers joining our team at the clinic here. Dr. Alice Hulebeck and Eric Hulebeck, who is a PA, physician assistant.
That name sounds familiar. Worked here before. She's worked here before.
Yes, so they both lived and worked here before, and they worked at PMC prior as well. Mm-hmm. And then as well, Angela Manish, who we all know well here in our community, has advanced her career from an RN to an advanced practice nurse and will be a nurse practitioner. So we're excited to have those three join us. Some of the details still working out, but we hope for Angela start in about August and the Hulebecks to start in September is the plan.
What does that mean for services available and people getting into the clinic?
We're hoping we know it will provide more available appointments. So the main thing is to increase access to appointments. And we also know that, the summer months can be pretty tight. There's a lot of activity happening. So sometimes it's harder to find an appointment at times. So we're excited to be able to have more providers so that it opens up that space for that. It will also, we kind of have like a team-based approach in clinic, and we'll probably have more about that in the future, but essentially like two teams, and we'll have two providers, two doctors on one team with a mid-level, which we consider the nurse practitioner and physician assistants like mid-level. So one of them on each team with the providers. We have staff that are designed to be on each team, so it allows for more coordinated and consistent care. If one provider's out, the other one usually covers for, and the team members are the same, so it helps, again, for that continuity.
Okay, it's not a competitive thing here.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's just a coordination staffing thing and getting the correct level of care.
Exactly.
When someone's not available.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
And this kind of works into the direction of building out our PCMH, which is a patient-centered medical home. It's just a term for a type of care in a primary care setting. And it looks at like comprehensive care, which is kind of focused on having all those levels, like the doctors and providers, the nurse practitioner and PA, our medical assistants. We also have a case manager, RN case manager, that helps coordinate care. And that works into creating more coordinated care, so the healthcare system can be complicated and you have to cross many, especially as people are traveling in and out for care in other areas, kind of help extend that support there. It's making sure it's patient-centered so that the patient's at the center of the care, and we're thinking and talking with patients to make sure the care is going in the direction that they want. Accessible services, which we'll get with more providers. Mm-hmm. And then the final thing is quality and safety and making sure we're providing quality care and always working towards evidence, quality improvement projects and providing evidence-based medical care.
Okay.
So that's kind of an overview, but again, excited about the three new providers and that aren't necessarily new to Petersburg, but coming back to clinic and working with us. So again, Angela Manish as a nurse practitioner, Eric Hulebeck as a physician assistant, and Dr. Alice Hulebeck as our physician.
Great. Are things pretty busy at the clinic like usual in the summertime?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it does stay pretty busy. And we've had a busy summer.
All right.
It's been
cool.
Good, though.
Yeah, it has. Okay, Julie Walker, Community Wellness Coordinator. What's the latest on the pedal paddle battle?
Well, this is the 8th annual event. It's a PMC Foundation event. And this year we're adding in bikes. So this is the 8th year that they have done the paddle battle, but this year we're adding it in bikes, calling it the pedal paddle battle. So all the if you're not familiar with the event, all proceeds go to support continuing education for our staff and also scholarships for high school seniors graduating and entering into the healthcare field. So we're really excited to kind of increase participation in the event by adding the bikes in this year. We had a booth downtown on the 3rd of July, so we got some people kind of interested and signed up, and we're really now looking for people to continue that and get signed up for the event. And when you sign up, we encourage everybody that's either going to be biking or kayaking or paddling a canoe, we encourage them to help raise money for the foundation. So there is a sponsorship form for you to go ask your friends and family for sponsorships to help support the fundraiser. And then you do the event, and everybody that participates and everybody that donates gets entered into a really awesome prize drawing.
And talk about those. There are three big grand prizes, right?
Yeah, there's three prizes this year, and they're actually all displayed right now in the Rexall Drug window. So if you want to go check them out, you can pop down there. I also just talked to the ladies down there this morning, and they were very generous in letting us have that as a registration location. So if people would rather not, they can register online for the event. They can donate online. But if you'd rather do that in person, you can stop by Rexall at the front counter there, and they can help you. But you can see the prizes. The prizes are, there's a fat tire bike, a really nice lightweight bike that can ride in the snow and ride in the on the sand and really get you out there in different terrain. And then we also have a stand-up paddleboard, and it's inflatable and it can fit into a backpack, so you can take it out to Three Lakes or wherever you're headed out to. And then we also have two round-trip Alaska Airlines tickets anywhere they fly. So really great prizes this year. And again, when you participate, you get entered. And then when you get sponsors, you get entered more. For each sponsor, you get entered into the drawing. And then for sponsors, the more they donate, the more entries they get. So all that information is on our website. And we're just really looking forward to the event.
People who don't have someone to sponsor, can they just donate through the website?
Yes, okay. Yes. There's a line on the donation that you can identify somebody that you know that's participating that you'd like to sponsor, or you can leave that blank. If you just want to donate, you want to get your name in the hat, minimum is $25 to get your name into the drawing. So if you donate $25, you go into that drawing along with the participants and the other sponsors.
Okay, so tough question here. The course for paddlers is very obvious, but what's the course for peddlers?
So the course for the paddlers, if you're not familiar, it starts at Scow Bay, and we go along the Wrangell Narrows, and it's about a 6 mile paddle to Sandy Beach. We end at Sandy Beach, and there's a little barbecue there, and that's where we'll do the prize drawings. So for the bikers, it will be the same except on the road. So okay. They'll follow along the water.
Stay on the water.
Stay on the water. You're okay. Not going to go up towards the airport and around the loop. You're going to go just stay on the water. So you can probably see some of the paddlers. They'll start a little earlier. The paddlers start at 10, and the peddlers, the bikers, will start at 11. So they'll hopefully all be finishing around the similar time and join us for a barbecue at the end and the prize drawings.
Some years it's a competitive race. Some years it's not. Which is it this year?
Not so much.
Okay, so.
Just really encouraging participation.
Yeah.
We will have some door prizes for the participants, and but yeah, not a race.
Just enjoy the journey.
Yep, and we encourage kids. You know, 6 mile bike ride is definitely doable for kids. And I know Katie Homeland with the Kinderskog program is trying to get a little group of Kinderskog kids to pedal, and yeah, so I think it's going to be more open to more participants this year with bikes.
Great. So, and for motorists that day, look out for people biking.
Yes, August 6th. So. If I didn't say already, August 6th, Saturday, August 6th, the morning of, you'll have probably see quite a few bikes on the road. We'll do some PSAs and for safety and stuff. So.
Okay, yeah. Great. Anything else on that?
I don't think so. Just okay. We appreciate the donations we've received so far. We've had a corporate donation from Rockies Marine and Bennett McGrath with
Anchor Properties.
Thank you. Yep. Anchor Properties so far. So we appreciate those that are signing up to sponsor the event.
Okay, great. Well, let's switch over to food since it's the lunch hour and talk about what's the latest for menus and positions open at the medical center. Maybe we could start off with Lydia. If you want to go first, you want to talk about what's going on with...
Sure. We've been working on menu development for a couple of years now. But sadly, due to COVID, short-staffed issues, we've been without a dietitian for quite some time now, a full-time dietitian to help with this. It's been at a standstill. But now we've found this wonderful dietitian, Jeanette. She's kind of like my godsend.
Okay.
to help me out with this. So it's very exciting. We've got new staff in there talking about new menu development. She's helping us develop all kinds of things and changes to help. So when we move forward with these new menus, it's going to be a lot easier. Diet extensions, everything to simplify our jobs, you know, for our cooks. There is a lot of work involved in developing these menus. I did as much as I could. And sadly, the ones that we had developed before that kind of expired, so we had to start over. So that's basically where we're at right now. But the ball is rolling again, thanks to Jeanette. And between she and I, we're going to knock it out and hopefully have them going before the year is over.
Okay.
Because it is pretty time consuming. So Jeanette's going to talk a little bit about what all is involved with this, on why it's taken me so long. So,
yeah, go ahead, Jeanette.
Yeah, so at PMC, what we do is we run what's called a 4-week cycle menu. Most restaurants might have just a static menu. They always know what they're going to produce the next day. We have different menu items, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, for 4 weeks in a row, and then we start over again. Every menu item that we run has to have a recipe and an extension for what all the diets can have. So if you're on a diabetic diet or a sodium-restricted diet, I need to be able to tell the cooks how to prepare that meal differently for them. And then we have to take that, we match it to our policies. Lydia takes it and creates production schedules and shopping lists. And it's just very labor intensive. But
yes,
in the end, it creates a whole brand new set of menus for patients that are different every day.
Yeah, this is for long-term care patients, others, overnight patients that are at the hospital.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yep.
You know, how many you cook every day, or is this breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right, we're talking about? Or?
This is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and an evening snack.
Okay. All right. How many does the medical center do a day?
It varies. Yeah. I mean, we have 9 long-term care people right now, but it can vary. I mean, sometimes we can have like maybe one person up to 8 to 9 people on the other side. So they seem to like holidays. I don't know why. It's always the holidays that we seem to have a full house.
Okay.
Maybe because they know we do special menus on holidays. That's also a new program that we've also incorporated. So instead of just the usual Christmas and Thanksgiving, we've added others, you know, like Valentine's Day, Cinco de Mayo, Halloween, you know, I mean, just anything to celebrate. It's fun to throw a party for them, even if it is just with food.
Okay.
So I think that the public knows this because they seem to show up
for the good meals.
Yeah.
Is there room for local foods, either donations from people or of meat and fish or anything like that? Or is that?
I actually want to look into that. I'm still kind of new at it, so I'm learning to see what we are able to get and see what the policy is or what the policies are for that.
We currently are getting fish locally.
Okay.
All of our salmon and halibut we're getting from Coastal Cold Storage.
Yes.
Donations, it has to be done in a USDA processed
Sure.
way.
So people could drop off to Coastal if they wanted to donate like that, and then they could process it and
most likely get
it
that
to
would
you.
Be the best route. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we are incorporating a lot of local things.
Okay, great. What else do you want to tell about the food program?
So we are actually looking for people looking for a career, room to advance. There's lots of room to advance. We're creating different positions, you know, where they can actually enjoy it. It is enjoyable. I've got a pretty good group right now. We're all different. Mm-hmm. So there's always room to grow. So we've had people come and go, you know, but we've got these that, you know, really want to grow and advance. So we're offering that to them. And it's competitive rate. So I mean, I can't complain. So, but yeah. So, and we also offer benefits to these people. So
Great. Apply through the business office or the website?
The website would probably be the best idea.
All right. Great. Cool. Well, anything else we missed for today? Julie or Kelly, as we're circling back? No?
No.
I can't think of anything else. Okay. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for coming in. You've been listening to PMC Live. We have Street Beat Music up next.